This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You just joined me. You've entered a section of the experience with God that we love to call hashtag the restoring word of God. And it being a holy resurrection Sunday, we've managed to get a hold of pastors and friends of the show to be able to share with us how they've been observing this holy season, this holy period and time. Of course, us not being able to go to church, but still church being within us. How have they been able to reinforce themselves in the faith and also just continue to be in the Word of God? This morning, I'm happy to bring to you Apostle Dr. Azubudziswe Stanley Radirani from Spirit Ambassadors Ministries International in Njerere. He's speaking greatly on how the church is so divine. And what an anointed man of God. What an anointed man of God. And this is the message that he wants you to have in your heart.
Peace be with you, listeners of Capricorn FM. This is Apostle Razirani AS from Spirit Ambassadors Ministries. I want us to share the word of God from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. We'll again go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. This is how it goes. It is talking about the way of the cross or the death of Christ. This is what we today observe as Easter or as Good Friday. We need to understand what we are doing on these days, because here, in the Church of Corinthians, Paul realized something. Something was reported to Paul, that people were divided in the church. People were observing the way of the cross differently. People didn't know exactly what to do. Like us today, the way in which we are observing this Easter, it is not in the manner in which God would have wanted us to do it. Here, people of God, you need to learn that if we do not understand what happened when Jesus was crucified, our church is likely to be divided. The church of Corinth was highly divided, and it was divided amongst people, amongst preachers. So here, the gospel of Jesus was disrupted or highly disrupted because of this misunderstanding of the way of the cross. I'm talking about the crucifixion of Jesus here. Then Paul had to come in just to preach to the pastors, just to preach to the leaders, to say, here, if you preach good news according to the language of human wisdom, you are likely to cause divisions in the church of God. We are experiencing high divisions today. We are competing amongst ourselves as to who is greater than the other. But that is not necessary, because even if we go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, you will hear of the price which was paid on the cross. We need to observe that there was a great favor that God did to us, just to set us free, just to redeem us, just for us to receive salvation. Today is the day the day of remembrance. We need to take that very seriously. The church today must go back to its normality. The church must take its position, its leading role in the society, to show love, to show unity, to show togetherness. The church doesn't pray from one altar today. Others, they claim to pray like this. Others, they claim to pray like that. But now here, Paul was indicating to say, the wisdom of God, it is very much important. It's found on the cross. We don't have to rob the power of God, which was shown on the cross of Calvary. We don't have to praise pastors like what happened to Corinthians, where Apollos was praised, where Peter was praised, where Paul was praised. Today, it is the day of remembrance. It is the day of celebration anyway. It is not the day to be sad. This is the day in which we need to understand what happened to our lives. What happened to our lives was very, very much important. What happened to every living being was very, very much important. God remembered us because our ancestors had to lead us to sinful life. And then God himself had to, you know, do something for us to be called children of God today. That is the death of his only begotten son on the cross. He went through difficult things and experiences and times just for us to be called Christians today. I just want you to take this preaching of today seriously. Go and live by it. Go and understand. Go and read and go through those scriptures so that you can begin to enjoy your Christian life. I thank you very much for inviting me in this station. I'm quite humbled. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
Apostle Dr. Azri Hangwisi Stanley Razirani from Spirit Ambassadors Ministries International in Njerere. What an amazing word. What a powerful word indeed. This is a Sunday restoration on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. It being a holy weekend where our Lord and Savior has been placed on the cross to die. And on Sunday, he is restored and he is resurrected. We've also asked Pastor Ndicheni Chiriro from Cherish Ministries Church to also give us a message on this season. Here's from Cherish Ministries Church.
Good morning, good listeners of Capricorn FM. Receive greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Ndicheni Chiriro of the Cherish Missionary Church here in Pulukwane at Corner Devenish and Honor Streets. My short Good Friday message to you. In these very testing times when South Africa and the whole world is faced with the scourge of the COVID-19 pandemic, when we are engulfed with fear and uncertainty, there is something that happened 2,000 years ago that should give us hope in God. While seasons change, God remains God, and he sits high on his throne and in charge. When Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago today, the Bible says he knew that all things were accomplished. And he said in John chapter 19, verse number 30, it is finished. On the cross, when Jesus died, he took all the waste that was supposed to have been faced by us, died with it on the cross, and by so doing, he gave all the good of heaven to us. Glory to God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We call this the divine exchange. And as I finish, let me leave you with a total of 10 divine exchanges that happened on the cross, and we should therefore be filled with hope, and these mark a Good Friday. Number one, Jesus was punished that we in return be pardoned. Number two, Jesus was wounded that we in return might be healed. Number three, Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness, that we in return might be made righteous with his righteousness. And number four, Jesus tasted death for us, that we in return might share his life. And number five, Jesus was made a curse, that we might receive the blessings of God. Number six, Jesus endured our poverty on the cross, that we might share his abundance. And number seven, child of God, Jesus bore our shame, that we might share his glory. And number eight, Jesus endured your rejection, that you might have his acceptance with the Father. Number nine, Jesus was cut off, that we in return might be joined to the Lord. And number 10, our old man of sin was put to death in him, that the new man might come to life in us. Child of God, God loves us. God loves you. The right decision you may make today is to receive him in your life and have a Good Friday. God bless you. Amen and amen.
That is Pastor Chiliro from Cherish Ministries Church speaking about 10 divine exchanges that took place on the cross. Very, very anointed. Still to come, if you're a member of a live church in Polokwane, then you wanna come close to your radio station. We're still going to be receiving the restoring word of God from Pastor Benjamin Mutibi from New Covenant Worship Center and Tifrieda AFM, also Cordelia Nokocha, an amazing pastor as well from a live church in Polokwane. Their word is going to be coming up in just a little while. So if you're a member, also call the pastor and say, hey, you're connecting to me. You're bringing church right to my doorstep. We received a powerful message from Pastor Benjamin Mutibi of New Covenant Worship Center and the Defried AFM. And this is what the message has to say.
Greetings to all listeners of Capricorn FM. You are listening to Pastor Benjamin Mutibi of New Covenant Worship Center and Defried Apostolic Faith Mission. As we observe lockdown, let us identify opportunity in the midst of this crisis. Opportunity to rebuild family structure, opportunity to pray as a family, opportunity to meditate and read and study the word of God. Let us see opportunity to share love and to bond. There were three women in the Bible in Mark chapter 16. These three women, they were in crisis. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome. Their crisis was that their master, whom they followed, was crucified and buried in the tomb. Now, it was their crisis because they hoped that he will bring salvation to the Jews. They hoped that he will take the kingdom to Israel. They trusted that he came and he will never die. But in the midst of their crisis, they identified opportunity to purchase burial spice and went into the tomb and lubricate the body of Jesus Christ. Now, as they were in their way to do so, they talked amongst themselves, but who will roll the stone for us? Because the stone was huge and they knew they don't have strength to roll the stone by themselves. Behold, as they approached the tomb, they saw the stone rolled. Behold, as they enter into the tomb, at their right
and sight seated a young man wearing a robe. And they were amazed, they were terrified. They were struck by fear. And that young man said to them, "Do not be afraid. Why are you amazed? Who are you looking for? Are you looking for Jesus of Nazareth? He is not here. He has risen from the dead." These women, these three women, identified opportunity in the midst of crisis. Now, identifying opportunity in the midst of crisis led them to encounter the supernatural. Led them to be the first to receive the gospel that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. Now, when you identify opportunity in the midst of crisis, you are positioning yourself to encounter the supernatural, to encounter extraordinary, to encounter plenty beyond measure. Do not take crisis negatively. That crisis you are experiencing, the crisis that we are experiencing as the country, let us not take it negatively, but let us identify opportunity. When we identify opportunity, we are being positioned for the Lord's intervention. These women became the first to receive the gospel that Jesus has risen from the dead, and were the first to go and deliver that same gospel that Jesus has risen from the dead. Behold, do not be afraid because of coronavirus. Do not be afraid of the crisis we are facing as a country. Out of it, there will come out a victory. There will come out a miracle. Jesus Christ, behold you women, he is not here. He has risen from the dead. Do not be afraid. He is alive. Our South Africa, Jesus is alive. He defeated death. He defeated hell. Jesus is alive. He has defeated sickness and a curse. Jesus is alive. He has risen from the dead. Let us lift our eyes unto him. Let us sit at his feet, because he defeated something that no man ever defeated. He defeated death. We mustn't be afraid of death, because Jesus defeated it. Let us see this as an opportunity to remain at his feet, to seek and fix our eyes unto him, to tune our ears to recognize his voice, because it's the only hope, the hope of glory. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Pastor Benjamin Mutibi of New Covenant Worship Center and De Vreede AFM, just outside of Polokwane Extension 78. Wow, what a powerful word. Hallelujah, Bazalwane. Bringing church right to your doorstep. You're still listening to Sunday Restoration with myself, Mpo Magwabeni. We also received a very powerful word from the woman of God, who's speaking about the celebration of death and resurrection, Pastor Cordelia Nokocha, who serves in Alive Church right here in Polokwane. And this is the word.
Good morning, wonderful listeners. What a wonderful day this is. The day of celebrating the death, the burial, but even more the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, we serve and we worship a resurrected King. He's alive. And that is what today is about. It is us celebrating the risen King. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, from verse 5 to 6, it says the women went to the grave where they knew he was buried, and when they got there, they were afraid because he was not there. But an angel appeared to them and said, "Fear not, I know why you're here. You're here because you know that Jesus was crucified and was buried here." But he told them good news. He said, "Go and tell them he is not here, he is risen. He is risen." Hallelujah! Such great news. Listen, from eternity to eternity. There is no other person that has ever died and resurrected. And that is why we celebrate today. But we celebrate even more because the Bible says that because he has resurrected, because he raised, we too have the assurance and the guarantee to rise again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you read the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 11, the Bible says the power that raised Jesus is at work in us. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That is the assurance that we have to quicken our mortal bodies. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're listening from, but I want you to be assured that because Jesus raised, you too can rise. You too will rise. It doesn't matter what you might be facing today. It doesn't matter where you are. But if you have Christ in you, you have an assurance. You have a guarantee to rise again. Hallelujah. Why is the resurrection, why is this season so important to us? Understand this, that Jesus is the only one that was born to die, but not just to die, but to rise again. Why is it so important? Because it is through his death that you and I were given an opportunity to be raised back to life. When Adam died, when Adam sinned against God, the Bible says he died. Did he die physically? No. It means he was separated from his maker. That is what I call hell. My definition of hell is a separation from your maker, a separation from your creator. But glory be to Jesus. God did not leave mankind in that state. God sent his only begotten son so that whoever believes in him will not perish, that whoever believes in him will be born again, will come back to life again and be reconnected to the Father. That is the most important thing about the death of Jesus Christ, to reconnect us, to reconcile us back with our Maker. That we now, you and I, can boldly declare that he is not just a God to us, but that he is a Father. That we can have a loving relationship with our Creator. That we can have an intimate relationship with our Maker. Glory be to Jesus. What a joy. What a blessing. But he didn't just come to restore us. He has come to do even much more. If you read the book of Galatians, the Bible says, chapter 3, it says he came to become a curse so that you and I can become blessed. Ah, glory to God. He came to destroy the power of death, the power of the grave, the power of sickness, and give us the power of life. Glory to God. So even in this season, as you're listening, I want you to be encouraged. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Know that in Christ, you have the ability to rise again. That in Christ, you can walk in the blessing. In Christ, you can be healed from any sickness, no matter the name of the sickness. Thank you so much for listening. I believe you're encouraged. Listen, he has risen. He is risen. He is no longer in the grave. You have every right to rejoice. You have every right to celebrate. You have every right to expect a better tomorrow. You have every right to expect a better future. God bless you richly. Amen.
That is Pastor Cordelia Nokocha, who serves in Alive Church in Polokwane. I want to thank and acknowledge all the pastors who have gotten in touch with us, friends and pastors of the show who have spent time and continue to pray for us as well. Even as we go into the next hour, they open up their hearts and they also join their faith with ours as we pray. Apostle D. A. S. Radulani from Spirit Ambassadors in Ministry International. Thank you very much. Pastor N. T. from Cheris Ministries as well. Thank you so very much. We do appreciate and acknowledge you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, may you bless their ministries. May you bless them, O God. Carry their families and carry their finances. Carry their hearts. Carry them, Father, in this season, O God. Carry their health, O God, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray, amen and amen. Wow. If you just join me, we're in the final hour of Sunday Restoration, and this is the hour we call Reconnection. You see, the beauty of being a child of God is that God understands and God knows that there will be moments where you need to get closer with Him. There'll be moments where you need to bring yourself to Him. And what is the best way to bring yourself to God is through prayer, is through constantly seeking His face and being involved in His Word. Yo, that is one of the many ways you can connect with God. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing, my brother?
Good morning.
I'm very, very well. Thank you so much for connecting with Sunday Restoration. What is it that you want our Lord and Savior to help you with? What is it that you need right now from Him?
I need God to be with me to go through all this depression that I'm having right now.
But
it's difficult for me to continue with life. So I don't know what to do now. All I need is just for you to pray with me. Maybe God will come with another way so that I can pass this situation.
Yeah, Anonymous, the line is a bit bad, but I spoke to you earlier on, and you were letting me know that you are going through a bit of a depression.
Yeah,
please talk to me about that. What is depressing you?
What?
Anonymous.
Hello.
Yes, I'm still with you.
Yeah, it's depressing that I'm having. In fact, when that girl was all over my phone. When I go through my picture, she's the first one to appear there, so it's hard for me to forget about her. So I try to delete some, but there are more, but I'm trying everything.
Oh, all right. Anonymous, I think I'm losing you a little bit, but luckily you and I have spoken and we've connected. One of the things that is really bothering you, you said you were dating a girl, right? And she fell pregnant. She said that the baby was yours from day one, right? From day one, you knew yourself as the father of this newborn. And now she is refusing to be with you. Now, she says that the baby that she has carried is not yours. The baby is not yours, and you should stop calling her and stop trying to be involved in her life. Is that correct? That's correct, right?
Yeah.
And now you've gotten into a space where you are falling into a depression, because clearly, I mean, you've loved her, you've been with her, and now there's a little one that was supposed to complete this family, and only now you're finding out that you are not the only one she was seeing. My brother, there's very few men in life who are like you. There's very few men in life who can stand and understand when a situation has been brought up to them in this sense, where you thought you were the father, but you find out that actually there's another guy who actually is the father. And there are many questions that are probably going through your head of, was this love real? Was any moment that you shared together ever even real? But I want to encourage you this morning to say to you that, you know, everything that happens in this world, everything that happens under the sun, God is truly in control of it. And because of your heart, because of who you are, God is going to restore you. God is going to bless you. God is going to continue to carry you even through these seasons, even while she's retracting like this. I'm sure one of the reasons why she doesn't want to hear from you is because every time she sort of gets in contact with you, there's a sense of shame that comes over her. There's a sense of regret, I might believe, that she's going through. So I'm going to be joining my faith with yours. I'm going to be praying for you that God heals you, and that young child finds love, finds peace, and finds prosperity in her mother, and may things just work out. my brother, I'm praying that there will be a woman out there for you who will take you for who you are, love you, honor you, and make you a great father someday. Wow, the line is really bad, but I'm definitely praying for you. I'm praying for you, my brother. There are some situations that really truly need the hand of God, and this is an example of one of them. I'm taking all of your WhatsApp messages, all of your prayer requests. Jesus has risen, and I believe that through that resurrection there is power to conquer every single circumstance and situation we might be faced with. Won't you open up your heart and bring it all to God? I will join my faith with yours, believing that God will make a change. This is a time where we get to reconnect with our Lord and Savior. This is a time where we get to connect with Him and let Him know exactly what is in our heart. All those things that you've been stressing about, thinking about, maybe even writing down, and you've been confessing, not realizing that you are only making a circle of life just repeat itself in your system. It is such an important time for us to connect to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and this right now is the time. I've got a few voice notes. I want to go through this one right now.
Aheva magwabeni.
Ahe kogwan.
Mina ndikombela kupfuniwa. Ndikombela kupfuniwa na mkhongele. Mina nina nuna. Since in Samana, no, 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 and then I say, and then I bought it. No, one. Send the little chance again. No, come back when I'm calling in the pool. And the stitch up again the sacquin in that be one, that chachi one, and my one for the day inquire. Say, and the stitch up in an inga max sacquin. Your money drain never sat by a name, and in the key window to so called a lad, open to put a knee when the moon walks to pack a little machine. Ni kombela kupfuniwa ndi kombela mukhongela na rila bisiku na nhlikane andi koti kupfuniwa andi switisa ku ntamakisa ku yini andi switisa ku ntaendla yini mina xisiwana hala nana sofana ka mina ndza kuna le phambili sofana
kentsele ngofu kwa kwane. Such difficult and such trying times, only to know that there's no one that can help you through this time. I know there is someone out there, there has to be, where you've heard her cry and you know that you have the ability to assist. I'd really like to get in touch with you. I'd really like to be able to change her circumstance and situation, even in this season. Do get in touch with me on 082-654-2446. Alternatively, call me 087-288-9697. You can also send me an email, magwabeni@capricornfm.co.za. We're all about changing lives, all about adding value wherever we can. Masiho, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Masiho? You well?
Yes, I'm well.
Welcome to Sunday Restoration.
Yes.
Masiho, I've been chatting with you for a while now, and we've been speaking about what you've been going through in life, where you say that you've been praying, but everything seems to not be working out well, whether it be relationship or work. Please just tell me a little bit more about that.
Can I use my language?
Of course. Swati language. Of course.
Like into letendakalako angikhona ukuthi understand because when it comes to my relationship ngiyawathola ama relationship ngiyahlangana nemuntu but at the end of the day angathi ukuthi kendakalani out of the blue lo muntu uyakhwesha eceleni kwami singakacabani singakayindangalanga next so mangithola umsebenzi umsebenzi vele nje uvele u bangimise ngingathi ukuthi bangimisa ngendeni. So I'm tired of thinking ukuthi what the hell is going on in life here. Because angifuni ukugcina ngenda something stupid at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yo. My Swati is not that good, but I will definitely try and respond back. But to be honest, in life, there will definitely be seasons. There will be good seasons and there will be tough seasons. And it is so important as a child of God to be able to circumnavigate throughout those seasons. And one thing that I'm encouraged with when you lay down your case, you basically are saying that you've been trying, and trying in itself is a blessing from God. There are people, as I've said off air with you, that who are paralyzed completely, not because their bodies are not working, but because they're sick and tired of trying. But the fact that you keep trying and you keep applying yourself, and now you've just sent a message saying, pray with me, pray for me, it shows a sense of wanting something greater for your life. And let me tell you this, don't always be disappointed about that does not happen. Also rejoice in that doesn't happen, because God could be saving you from such a lot of hurt. There are men out there that when you get into a relationship with them, they might not only be there for the love part of it. And when God sees it and he separates it, we have to rejoice, even though in the things we don't know. You know what I mean? So he could be saving you for your husband, making sure that there are no distractions. There's nothing that will keep you from him in this moment. And I want to speak a blessing upon your life, that may everywhere where you walk, may you become a conqueror. May there be victory in your relationships, in the work, in the workplace, in your health, in the businesses. May there be health and restoration in your family, in those who are around you, because God has set you apart. You are marked for this season. And right now, as God is separating you from people, he's just bringing himself closer to you. And I'm excited about what he's going to do in your life. Father God, I thank you for Masekho's life. I thank you that you have blessed her. I thank you that she is the head and not the tail. I thank you, Father God, that everything that she will do, oh God, she will not do it in her own strength, but she will do it through you. Holy Spirit, arise within her right now, in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. May you know that he loves you, and there is nothing he would not do for you. He went to the cross for you. There is absolutely nothing he will not do for you.
Amen.
Thank you so very much. And I will be practicing my Swati just for you.
Okay, no problem.
I've got friends who taught me
that. Thank you very much.
The only thing my friends taught me when I was in varsity is I got lost there.
Oh gosh,
I need to practice.
Okay. You need to practice more. You need more practice.
I definitely do. Have yourself a blessed Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. You too.
There is a lot that is taking place right now, and we just have to be strong. We just have to know that God is doing great things on our behalf. Whether we see it or not is not the case. The fact that God is up to something is a fact that you can take with you to the bank and cash it.
Man of God Almighty, it's me, Geli Mwabelo, again from Lebua Khumo.
Yes, ma'am.
Please help me pray with me that God will help us through this COVID-19 period to pass it from us. Mm. Secondly, that God will open another door for my son's career. Mm. He has been through a lot of trials where people judged him, but I trust God who will provide for him. God bless as you pray for him. Amen.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We've joined our hands and joined our faith for your son before, and God has showed up. God has has let us know that he is with us, he can definitely do it again. He can definitely do it again. A mother's love. A mother will be at the feet of the Father from you from the day you were born, even after you've checked out of this life. Thank you so very much. I'm going to be praying for strength as well. May you receive strength in this season, and may all be well with you. What do you need prayer for? I know there's something in your heart, something that perhaps has been troubling you for years and years and years, and you have not brought it forth unto God. This is the time for you to let it go. This is the time for you to bring it before the Almighty God, and let me join my faith with you, that you might be made strong and made whole again. 082-654-2446. That is our WhatsApp line. And I'm definitely going to be praying with you and praying for you. If your name is Lesego, I'm going to be playing your message later on. If your name is Lerato, I'm also going to be praying with you. And Donald Baloy, I'm going to be praying with you, my brother. If you just joined me, well, there's 9 minutes left of this experience, which can only be found on Sunday Restoration. But you're just in time to join your faith with mine as we pray, as we connect to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in these trying and testing times. But before we pray, there's a few more messages I quickly want to go through. I got a voice note, and that's how it goes.
Morning, Paul Mokwabeni.
Dende.
This is Menelis Kevin Goman from Akonoko.
Yes, Menelis.
Mr. Paul, I would like us as a nation continue to join hands, to join our faith, and pray together, praying for this world, praying for our nation.
Yeah.
Because even if we can seek God to do things for us personally, but as long as there's still this COVID-19, there's no way that we can enjoy the fruits of whatever God has done to us. So I would like us to continue praying that God may heal our land.
Yeah.
May God change things and keep protecting us through this COVID-19 until it come to an end. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my brother. That is definitely our prayer currently. That is definitely what we are joining our faith for as well. Yeah.
Hello, Pastor. I'm anonymous. I want you to help me pray. Like, I'm in a relationship. I've been with this guy for almost 4 years now. Then we have 2 kids. So things started to change when I fell pregnant with the second one. And then after he told me to abort, and then I didn't. So I started mistreating me and all that. Then after he saw that I'm really not taking out the pregnancy, and then he came around, apologized, wanting that, want to be part of the baby, so I finally carried on. But things have never been the same. It's always been that guy will always fight over girls, and then I would forgive him because he would truly show some remorse. And then lately, this other time, we had a fight, and then about that, and then he didn't even bother to apologize. So that's when I decided it's best if we just cool things down. I said that because at some point I thought maybe he doesn't value or respect me anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe I wanted him to apologize, but he's not doing that. And every time we try to talk, and then if I actually tell him how this whole thing makes me feel, then he doesn't apologize. We just end up fighting over something that's not even important at that moment. So I really love this guy, but and I pray, if maybe it's not the one, then let God give me the strength to accept and to just move on.
Anonymous has got 2 children with her partner, but they are struggling Now, from the first child, they were okay. And when they had the second one, then the partner had a suggestion that why doesn't she just abort? And since then, they've been having problems. Anonymous, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for you that God may strengthen you.
Good morning. Ke khopela dithapelo tsa lena gore ge lockdown e ke e fela gore e feta
technical issue right there, but I think I got most of what you were saying, and I'm definitely going to be praying for you, praying for your family, praying that new strength comes, because the resurrection speaks about strength. God, Jesus, came down from heaven, clothed himself in flesh and blood, went through the entire process of being hung on the cross just for our sins, for us. He did it specifically for us. And in every circumstance and situation that we are going through, I pray that he may continue to carry us and give us new strength and perspective. My Father, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. I thank you that, Father, you have risen. I thank you, Father, that you took up the cross, O God. Father, I thank you that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, difficult times, difficult tides, oh God, Father, your name still has power. Power to heal, power to restore, power to break bondages of depression, of poverty, of lack. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that Father, through your stripes we are healed. Healed through cancer, healed through COVID-19. Healed through allergies. Father, whatever it might be that our bodies are failing to be able to carry us, we know that you are a healer. Father, we know that without a doubt in our minds. Father, we thank you for the leaders you've placed before us. We thank you for the president, the commander-in-chief, Cyril Ramaphosa. We thank you so very much for our MEC, Poppy Ramatuba. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge you've given the entire cabinet, O God. Father, we say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, strengthen them, O God. Strengthen them, O God. Even though they go through hills, O God, strengthen them, Jesus. Because true strength only comes from you, O God. Father, I pray for that woman who is dealing with that situation with her husband. Father, I say, peace be still. Peace be still, O God. I pray for Lerato, for Luyanda in Soweto. Father, I pray, O God, that your spirit may visit them, O God. I pray for Mondi, O God. I pray for Ritabile. I pray for Rineilwe. I pray for Tendani, O God. I pray for Philip, O God. I pray that in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, O God, may you be with them now, even forevermore. Father, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now, even forevermore. Master Jay is up next with Addictive Sundays. Of course, Body and Soul follows it up 2 to 6 with Mutusi, Makoshoro, Uncle TS, and Prudence Mabasa wraps it up so beautifully. Have yourself a beautiful Sunday, knowing that God is with you and God loves you. Adama Chernabu Diteri.
That was an exclusive Capricorn FM podcast.